Off the beach nature trails and go. Nature is not a place to visit. It is home. Gary Snyder. December is a month when most of us plan up holidays with friends and family. Sometimes even solo. There begins our search for a unique destination. One that tops every list of must-visit places and is evergreen through the year owing to its spectacular beaches, is Goa. Hoping to look beyond beaches, I discovered few pristine off-the-beach nature trails during my 10-day stay in North Goa. While most of them were walking trails, a welcome change was a boat ride to spot dolphins. The best thing about all these experiences is that except for the dolphin spotting and the trek at Lower Fortaguada, rest all are possible to do any time of the day. So pack your rucksack, get into sturdy shoes and comfy clothing, and get set to go. Dolphin watch on Nurl River. Just ahead of Sinkrim towards the upper Fortaguada is a quiet flowing Nurl River. One haunt of the famed dolphins found around Goan waters. An early morning tour starting at 7 a.m. with a friendly local boatman led us to the open expanse of the vast river. Binoculars in hand, we peered into them in all earnest to spot the joyful creatures. And yes, we sighted them all right. Not just once, but three times over. The river cruise also covers two points of interest, the Fortaguada jail and the bungalow of billionaire Jimmy Gasder. The Portuguese-era jail is a lonely and fearsome place where escape is only a dream. It is being converted into a museum now. Jimmy's bungalow, as locals call it, is a palatial mansion designed by Gerard de Cunhunis, famous for its rocking parties of A-listers. The property is of course off-limits, but exquisite gazebos, multiple landings and manicured gardens are visible from the boat. Trek at Lower Fortaguada. Just off the main Fortaguada road, a narrow, partially paved lane leads to Taj's signature property, the Taj Fortaguada Resort and Spa. A few steps down the main entrance and one can see a large rampart of the Lower Fortaguada, a popular hangout zone for visitors of the Sinkrim Beach. 250 meters ahead is another rampart, and most people end their walk here. The more adventurous of the lot is a trail walk that starts just behind this rampart and leads as far as the upper Fortaguada. There is only a heavily trodden path going up and down the cliffs and through the wild bushes and grass growing around. A good 40 minutes of walk takes one past another rampart, some ruins of walls and Devil's Fingers, a geographical rock formation on the rocky beach below. Spectacular views of the sunset greet us here, but if you're a photographer, it's best attempted early in the morning as I did. And if you catch a frolicking dolphin in the deep sea here, that's a bonus. Anti-skid shoes and a water bottle are a must for this easy to medium trek. Walk to the Chicheln Lake. Of any places in Goa that are hard to find on Google Maps, this is one of them. The heart-shaped lagoon in Chicheln is near Bogmilo Beach in South Goa. Locating the closest point to park the vehicle and walk to it is an adventure by itself. After a bouncy ride to the parking lot and the rocky walk to the cliff, you reach the point where romance takes over. A perfect heart-shaped geological wonder greets your eyes. Well, almost. A rainwater lagoon, it loses its shape in the drier months. Still, the location is refreshingly quiet, the views are inspiring and the sparkling clean water a definite invite to swim. Deep inside Salimali Bird Sanctuary. Crow Island near Panaji is a short ferry ride away from Robandar Ferry Wharf. It houses the smallest protected area in Goa that is the Salimali Bird Sanctuary. A jungle of mangroves hosts the local and the migratory birds from time to time. Also rare marine species. There are two ways to explore the sanctuary, one, a short 1 kilometer walk within, second, a canoe ride around the mangroves. The well-laid-out walkway goes through dense mangroves and has an information center and a watchtower to observe the avians. Waterfalls at Harvalum. After what seemed like a drive across the state of Goa to its eastern periphery, the Harvalum Falls welcomed us with a 7 meters wide embrace of water mist. The popular swimming hole and rafting trail is what the cascade offers to the visitors. Also, the ancient Buddhist caves, Pandave Caves, and the Ryudishwar Temple are close by. What's more enchanting is the tiny village around the steps leading to the waterfall. Half a day well spent amidst heritage, nature and culture. Goa calls out loudest to beach enthusiasts, but I'm sure this listic will add another itinerary to your Goa trip. Next week, another unexplored Goan gem comes your way. Pindi's natural beauties.